This is Marketplace Weekend. I'm Lizzie O'Leary.
There's a shortage of truck drivers right now. With the economy in an upswing, there are more goods in demand than there are people to transport them. People like John Lex. We called him while he was on the road in Monroe, Georgia.
My LinkedIn account, every day, it is blown up. Hey, John, do you keep your employment options open? Would you be interested in talking to one of our recruiters? Would you be this and that? God forbid something happened with my job today, I could have another job tomorrow.
He's been a truck driver for 32 years. Today, he drives for Walmart.
I drive a Freightliner, about 70 feet long. You get paid to see the country. My regular route will have me, you know, anywhere down in the southeast of the United States.
And the roads look a lot different than they did just a few years ago.
Yeah, the economy's booming. Just go out to your interstate and you will see truck after truck after truck after truck.
Which means carriers are going all in to get drivers to work for them.
Companies across the states are increasing rates, paying their drivers more, giving them more perks like, you know, nicer trucks to drive.
Which has a ripple effect. Carriers are charging more to ship goods, and companies that rely on shipping, from services like Amazon Prime to the makers of Cheerios, say the rise in freight costs means they're raising prices for consumers. Avery Weiss is vice president of trucking research at FTR Transportation Intelligence. Welcome.
Thanks, Lizzie. It's great to be here.
So let's do a little basic economics here for a second. Right now, the demand for truck drivers outstrips the supply of truck drivers. What is going on in that equation?
It's always difficult, even in more stable times, to have a good, steady driver supply. But when freight demand is strong and when it's unexpectedly strong, as we're seeing now, then things get very tight.
If you are not a trucker, or not you, who looks at this industry, and you're thinking about how this ripples out across the economy, where does one see it? Where does this show up?
Freight demand rises when activities that drive freight improve, so manufacturing, construction, and so on. It becomes a real quandary, however, because the very labor pools that you're trying to draw from are exactly the same labor pools that are helping build that demand. So manufacturing, construction, those tend to compete with trucking for jobs. So we have this scenario where the very industries that are creating the demand for drivers are also sort of sucking the drivers away.
When you look down the road, I guess literally and figuratively, where do you see this industry going from a labor perspective? You know, the median age of most drivers is in their 40s. We are obviously hearing about driverless cars and automation all the time. So what happens to that workforce? Does it become an automated workforce, or does it change in some way that, you know, we haven't predicted yet?
We're going to need a driver in that truck probably at least for another 20, 25 years. One of the things that I was always saying was, you know, the one good thing about trucking is you can't outsource it. You have to have someone haul goods from point A to point B until we get to a point where you have a transporter in Star Trek. But actually, you know, that's not necessarily going to be the case. But someone coming in now who's, say, 22, 23 years old, you know, I think they can easily depend on being able to have a job into their 50s. So it doesn't necessarily need to be an impediment to anyone getting into the industry.
This sort of tight labor market right now, how long do you think this is going to last? How long are we going to have a trucker shortage?
Well, the trucker shortage is going to last, frankly, as long as freight demand stays strong, because there isn't much that's going to increase the supply very dramatically. We had a record level of truck orders in the first quarter, and there probably are not yet drivers to fill those trucks. So a lot of carriers are betting that their recruiting efforts are going to pay off.
Avery Weiss from FTR Transportation Intelligence, thank you so much for talking with me.
Thank you, Lizzie.